Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Samach Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the words Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi B'Shem Rabbi Avuah. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi said in the name of Rabbi Avuah, Shemen Zayis, olive oil, in other words, oil that was pressed out of olives, Oymer Olav, Bayre Pri Ha'etz. One continues to say the same bracha as one would on the olive itself, and that is Bayre Pri Ha'etz. The fact that it was Nishtane, that it changed from the solid olive into the liquid olive oil, does not change, according to Yerushalmi, the bracha, and it remains Bayre Pri Ha'etz. Immediately, the Charedim tells us that the Bavli argues on this statement of the Yerushalmi. And this will be one of two machlokas in this inyan of liquids that come out of fruit, juices, etc. So this is the first machlokas between Bavli and Yerushalmi. And why is that? Says the Charedim. Let us learn it inside. The top line in the left-hand column, Shemen Zayis, HaBavli Polik. The Bavli argues, Va'omar, and the next word we have, Kishashinso, it should be the kishashose levadoi, when you drink the olive oil by itself, on which the Yerushalmi said the bracha remains by your priorates, according to the Bavli, ein mevorach lev klal, you don't make any bracha, the zuke mazikle, because olive oil, which one drinks by itself, in fact harms a person, and on that a person wouldn't make any bracha. The ochle bepas, and if a person smeared olive oil on his bread, pas ikr, ve'ein mevorach el al pas. As we're going to learn further, whenever you have an ikr and a tuffel, the main item and something that is subordinate to it, you make the bracha on the main item. So here you wouldn't make a bracha on the olive oil at all, you would only make on the bread, hamotzi. Ve'chein, ishasi le'ayidei anigron, if he puts the olive oil into a mixture which is called a nigrin, dahainu, explains the Charedim, maim sheshalkumem tradim. This is water in which they heavily cooked beets, in other words, it would seem to be like borscht. So then, even if you put olive oil into it, a nigrin ikr, the a nigrin is the main part of it, and the olive oil is the tuffel, and as we had the halacha before, you always make a bracha on the ikr, not on the tuffel. So you would not make a bore pri ha'etz on the olive oil, but rather mevarach bore pri adama. You would make bore pri adama. Why? Because it's going into the beet juice, the beet water, the borscht, and there we have halacha, as we're going to learn today in the Yerushalmi, the mei shlokas kishlokas, that if you have a cooked item and from the heavily cooked item water comes out, that water has a halacha like the cooked item itself. If the cooked item is bar pri adama, so will the mei shlokas also be a bar pri adama. In our case here, if he balt on the beets, there is a bar pri adama, huadin on the anigron. And so if a person would put olive oil into the anigron, he would not make a bar priates, he would make a bar priadam. Elo, according to the Bavli, ki mevorach ha-shemen, when would a person make a bar priates on olive oil? Dafke heichad chayshu begroinu, v'sheisei l'refuah. The only case would be when his throat is hurting him, and he's drinking, he mixes in the olive oil and water, and he drinks it for a refuah. And in that case, as the Charedim concludes a few lines down, v'tzorach litim l'toichai shemen harbe d'havalei shemen ikr. That is the only case, according to the Bavli, where one would make a bar priates on the shemen zayis, because he has to put in to the mixture a lot of olive oil, and then the shemen becomes the main thing, and therefore he would make a bar priates on the shemen. However, according to Yerushalmi, whenever one drinks shemen zayis, one would make a bayre priyoetz. According to the Bavli, it's only for refuah when the shemen is the ikr. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Papa said Rab Chiya Bar Papa, Kumi Rab Zeira, in front of Rab Zeira, Umasnisa Amra Kain. And we're going to go according to the Haredim, that this is not a question, as others learn, but rather it's a statement. We can bring a proof from our Mishnah that we learned earlier at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. We could bring a Raya that on Shem and Zayis you indeed make a Bar Priya Eitz. What is the proof? Because it says in the Mishnah that on all fruits you make a Bar Priya Eitz Chutz Min Ayayin, except for wine. Shal Ayayin, who I'm a Bar Priya Goffin. Yayin from grapes is Lamal Yusa. It becomes a better product, and therefore the bracha goes higher. It becomes from a bar priyates into a bar priya goffin. Ask the Yerushalmi, v'yayin lav sochaku, isn't the wine pressed out of the grapes? And loy mar, which is loy omar el chutz min ayayin. In that case, the mission is saying that everything's bar priyates except wine. So it would come out, harshar kol advorm, all other juices, afa pisha shchukin, even though they are pressed out of the fruit, be'einon hein, they remain with their original bracha. If the original bracha was bar priyates, so the juice that comes out is also bar priyates. In other words, let's see the charedim, umasnisa amrakein statement, the loitema, you shouldn't say, the kiva de nishchak. Hazayis, v'havle l'mayim, lavim mosakamakoi, v'lo yivorech, elishahakol. You shouldn't say it goes down. And from a bar priya eight, since it's being pressed out of the olive into the water, it's becoming lower. It's becoming a shahakol. No, we see from the Mishnah not like that. Because the Mishnah says, continues the Charedim, chutz menayayin, that's bar priya gofen, v'yayin lav shachok, isn't yayin pressed out? So according to the Charedim, the diuk of the Gemara is because you're telling me on everything you make a bar priyates except for wine. So on everything that you're making bar priyates has to be things that are comparable to wine. Just like wine is pressed out of the grapes, so too we are referring to juices or oil that's pressed out of the olives, that they don't go up l'mal yusa like yayin does, but they don't go down either. They retain their bar priyates, because that's what the Mishnah says. Everything is bar priyates that's squeezed out of the fruit, like olive that becomes olive oil. So the olive oil also retains its bar priyates. The only exception where it goes higher is bar priya gofen, because you're comparing not fruit to wine, you're comparing a similar thing to wine from the fruit, which would be what is squeezed out of the fruit. That also is bar priyates. It's not wine which goes up, but it doesn't go down either. That is the raya of the Gemara that Masnisa Amra came. Rab Chiya Bar Papa says in front of Rab Zeira that our Mishnah is a proof to the statement that Rab Avua gave that Shem and Zayis Oimer Olav Bar Priya Eitz. Our Mishnah is a proof to that, as we were Medayik, that only Bar Priya Geffen goes up, and everything else that's comparable to wine, which comes out of the fruit, remains with a bar priya eitz. The Mara Haponim points out that l'chayra from our Gemara, where the Gemara says, v'ha shar kol hadvarim, afal pisha shachakon be'einon hein, we're not only speaking about olive oil, it would seem we're speaking about fruit juices. Let's say apple juice. Anything that comes out of the fruit would retain the same bracha as the fruit. It would not go down. It would not go up like yayin, but it would not go down either to be a shakel. It would remain a bar priyates. So, and this, says the Maor Panim, is the second place where the Yerushalmi is arguing on the Bavli. Because the Bavli tells us on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph that in the case of fruit juices, itake goes down. It doesn't stay the same because the juice is considered zeya biyama. It's like the sweat of the fruits. It's not considered like a juice that's coming out of the fruit, like olive oil, but rather it's considered like sweat of the fruits, and therefore the bracha goes down by everything that's a shakel. From the Yerushalmi here, the Marponim is medayik, that it's not only olive oil that retains the bracha of Bar Pireitz, but all other fruit juices would also be Bar Pireitz, according to the Marponim. There is a machloikis here between Bavli and Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, other fruit juices is Shahakol. According to Yerushalmi, other fruit juices are like olive oil. They would retain the same bracha. Just like olive oil retains Bar Pireitz, other juices would retain the Bar Pireitz as well. Continues the Gemara. In the next Gemara, there is machloikis between the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim, how to learn the Gemara. We will begin with the Pirush of the Pnei Moshe, and then we will go to the Charedim. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba Omer, Rav Abba said that Rav Ushmul Tarvayin Amrin, the Rav and Shmuel both said, Yerek Sholok Omer Olav Shahakol Niabedvore, a cooked vegetable. Sholok, as opposed to bishul, is very cooked. One says a shakel niabedvori. In the previous Gemara, we were speaking about a liquid that is pressed out of a fruit. Here, a different kind of change is happening to the vegetable. Nothing is pressed out, but rather, by the mere fact that the vegetable is cooked so much, the flavor of the vegetable changes. So Rav Abba reported in the name of Rav Ushmul that they both said that a very cooked vegetable goes down from its bracha of Bar Pri Adama and it becomes Shahakol Niabedvori through the change in flavor. On this, according to the Pnei Moshe, Rav Ze'era B'Shem Shmuel argues. In other words, there's going to be, according to the Pnei Moshe, a argument what Shmuel held, because Rav Abba was reporting this halacha of shlokois in the name of Shmuel that he held it goes down to shakel nibidvori, whereas Rav Ze'era was saying also in the name of Shmuel, not like that. What is the halacha that Rav Ze'era said in the name of Shmuel? Roshe liftois, the tops of the turnips, the turnip heads, Sheshulkan, that they were cooked, im be'enon hein, if they are not cut up, but they are still whole, oim ra'len b'ir priyadama. You don't say a shahakol, as was reported by Rav Abba in the name of Rav Shmuel, but rather Rav Ze'era is saying the name of Shmuel, that it maintains, even though there was a flavor change, it maintains the brach of b'ir priyadama. So says the Pnei Moshe, five lines from the bottom in the right-hand column. Upolig al Rav Abba, the Ka'amar, the Shmuel Nami Sfirulei Dal Yerek Hasholim, Lo Oilam Shahakol Nia Bidvori, Ve'enim Achalik, Be'enim Heim Be'en, Oisha Shachkan V'nimuchu. According to the way Rav Abba reported in the name of Shmuel, there's no difference whether it's whole or whether it's cut up. In both cases, it's a Shahakol Nia Bidvori. It goes down. Ma'ashen, Ken, according to Rav Ze'era, if it maintains the form of the liftois of the turnip head, then it has a bracha of Bar Pri Adama. It has the same bracha as if it wasn't cooked. Only shachakon, as we continue in the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, shachakon, if you made it into a fine pieces or small pieces, as we'll see in the Charedim, shachakan oimer aleim shakol niabedvori, then it goes down in its bracha, and you only make a shakol niabedvori. So according to the Pnei Moshe, Rav Abba reported in the name of Shmuel that Yerek Sholok is always shakol niabedvori, and Rav Ze'era said in the name of Shmuel that it depends. If you ground it up, if you made fine pieces, if you made small pieces, then it would go down in the bracha to shakel. But if it maintained the whole, or as we'll see in the Charedim, large pieces, then the bracha stays at Boer Pri Adom. This is the machloikis in what Shmuel held. Now we have a third shita. Amar Rabbi Yosi, umas, the way the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim learned Beloshen Bitmiya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, umasnita, Amra Kain. Is that what our Mishnah says? You just said that Shachakon, there even Rabbi Zeira, who says that if it's whole or a large piece is Bar Pri Adama, he's going to agree to Rababa that in the case where it is small pieces or finely ground up, that it's going to be a Shahakal. But does our Mishnah say that? Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Because what does our Mishnah say? It says that on everything you make a Bore Pri Adama by Yerokos, Chutz Min Hapas, except for bread. Shalapasu oimer hamoitz lechem in oritz. Upas lav shechukahi. Isn't pas ground up? Aren't the kernels of wheat ground up to make the flour, to make the bread? And similar to what we had in the Gemara before by Shem and Zayas. So what does this indicate? That we're comparing ground up vegetables to ground up kernels of wheat. By kernels of wheat, it goes up in the bracha because you're making bread out of it to amoytzu lechem and oritz. But everything else will remain at Boir Pri Adama. That's what he continues to say. Loi mar, which is loi omar el chutz min hapas. The only time it goes up is by bread, as we turn to samach aleph omid aleph. Hashar kol dvorim, but everything else that is ground up, af al pisha shchukin, even though they are all ground up, be'enon hein, they remain with the same bracha. Nothing goes down. The only exception is pas that goes up, but everything else has the bracha of Boir Pri Adama. And again, the Boir Pri Adama is not only when the vegetable is whole, but even if it's ground up comparable to making the flour for the bread. So the bread is hamoitzi, a higher bracha, but everything else retains the bracha of Boir Pri Adama. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Zeira. You're saying that when it's ground up, there itake is shakol niyabidvori. There you agree to Rabbi Abba that it's going to be shakol niyabidvori. You're only arguing with him on a cooked vegetable that's not ground up, or big pieces that's not ground up, but small, fine pieces you hold that it's shakal? No, our Mishnah doesn't say that. From our Mishnah, you could be medayik, that even if it's ground up, it will retain the bracha of Boir Pri Adama. This is the way the Pnei Moshe learns our Gemara. However, if we look in the Charedim holds, Ein Echanami Rabbi Yossi at the end is arguing, but Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Abba in the beginning of this Gemara are not, but rather, they're talking about two different kinds of vegetables. Let's see the Charedim inside. Divriya Maschel, Yerek, Sholok, Oimer, Lov, Shahakal, which is in the middle, in the left-hand column. Lekamon Pasuk, further we're going to have a Psak Halacha. The Dafka, B'Yerek, Shadarka, Leochel, Chai. It's only speaking about a vegetable where normally it's eaten raw. When it was raw, you made the bracha of Boir Pri Adama. But now that they cooked it, nishtana legreyusa, such a vegetable which when it's raw, you make a Boir Pri Adama, so by cooking it, you're making it worse, and therefore the bracha goes down to become shakal. That is what Rab Abba reported in the name of Rav Shmuel, that they both said, Yerek shalok, oimer lov shakal nevedvorek. Now, what is the other psak that we learned from Shmuel concerning the heads of turnips? Rashi Liftois continues the Charedim. Pirish Bebavli, the Gemara in Brachas and the Bavli, the Flametesom and Aleph, says that it's not necessarily the whole top of the turnip, but Chatichas Gedolos, even if you did cut it up, but you cut it up into big pieces. The actual Lashon of the Gemara is Hani Gargalide de Lifta. Permeniu prima rabba by Pri Adama. These turnips that were cut into large pieces, they still retain what they looked like originally, and therefore the bracha stays the same by Pri Adama. Prima zuta, however, if you cut them up into small pieces, shahakol niyabidvori, then it becomes a shahakol niyabidvori. Continues the Charedim. Im be'enen hein oimer lem bar Pri Adama, v'loi polig, as we have in the brackets here, out of Ravu Shmuel. We're not arguing on Rav Shmuel, because Rav Abba reported that Rav Shmuel, Tarvayin Amrin, says the Haredim that this psak that Rav Zeira said in the name of Shmuel concerning the Rosh Eliftois is not arguing on what Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Shmuel. Dila Il, earlier, the Amar Yerik Shal Shahakol, the awesome be Yerik Hanechel Chai. There it's speaking about a vegetable that's eaten raw, the Chai Mevorach Bar Pri Adama. Such a vegetable, when you eat it raw, you make a Bar Pri Adama. That's the normal way. But Vahachal Hapach, here by the Rosh Eliftes, is just the opposite. The Rosh Eliftes ain't darken Lachal Chayin. They are not eaten raw. V'adar Rabbe, e ochlen chayin if you ate them raw, oimer alein shakol. Then you would say a shahakol, because that's not the derech to eat it. Shulkan, if you cooked them and now you brought them into the right state in which people normally eat it, then oimer bar pri adama. Then you've made it better. Then it goes up from a shahakol to bar pri adama. Kain kosav atur, b'shem rabbeinu haigoin, v'chein kosav amforshim. So according to the Haredim, in the name of the Tur, in the name of Rav Haigoin, there is no machloikis here in what Shmuel held, like the Pnei Moshe learns. But rather, Rav Abba was reporting in the name of Rav Shmuel that a yerek, which normally you eat raw and would make a bar peradam, if you cooked it, then it becomes shahakol. However, the Rosh Eliftois, the turnip heads, which are not eaten raw, so when you eat them raw, not kederech achila, there you make a shahakol. But you cook them, which is the normal way people eat them, then it goes up into a Bairei Pri Adama. However, even according to the way the Haredim learns, both Rab Abba and Rab Zeira, when you took a vegetable and cooked it and brought it to its right state, you make a Bairei Pri Adama. But if you took that same vegetable and ground it up, you would make a Shakol Nir B'dvari. Shachakon continues the Haredim. Lav Dafka doesn't mean mamish fine into little fine granules. Elachatichos dakoi, small pieces. Shachakon nishtana legreuson bishchiko. By grinding it up, it has changed for the worse. And therefore you make a shahakol. Upolig Rabbi Yossi Aleh. Now comes the next sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who argues that Philo Shachakon Mevorach Bar Pri Adama. His sheet is that you across the board make a Bar Pri Adama, unless it's Nechel. If you ate it raw, then the Liftois would be a Shahakol. But if it's cooked or then ground up, you would continue to make a Bar Pri Adama. And Rabbi Yossi says, what you said, Shahakol, Masnita, Amra Kain, Bitmia, the same as the Pnei Moshe learns. This is a wonder. Holahepach Amra Kain, Mefarsh Ozel, as the Gemara is going to explain further on Samach Alf Amid Alf, it's just the opposite. We see only Hamoitzi by Pas when it's ground up, but everything else that's similar to Pas, ground up, would retain the bracha of Bayer Pri Adama, but it doesn't go down. It doesn't go up, but it stays the same. So that is not, says Rabbi Yossi, like Rav Zeira. And according to the Haredim, Rav Abba's might in this, it's not like what they hold, that it goes down when it's ground up, but no, it retains the same thing. The only ha'ora we can have on the Haredim's pshat is that earlier in the sugya by the olive oil, when the Gemara brought the same kind of proof from the Mishnah, the Gemara used the words umasnita amrakein, and there the Haredim learned it was a statement. Our Mishnah is a raya to what was said that Shemen Zayis oimrul of Bar Pri Ha'etz, the statement of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi in the name of Rabbi Avua. We have a raya from our Mishnah because it's only wine that becomes a Bar Pri Gof, and everything else that's similar to wine that's pressed from a fruit, it would have a din as the fruit of Bar Pri Yoed. So we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah. However, here we have the same words, umasnita amrakein, and here the Haredim is changing and saying that the Gemara here means to ask Akasha. You're saying shachakon, you go down to shachakol. I have a raya from Pas that it stays the same by all other vegetables, which is a Bar Pri Adama. So it's a little strange. The same words that the Gemara before used to bring a raya, we're using the same words to say that it's bitmiya. So it's more mistavra that in this piece of Gemara, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, there we go with the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen, which you can find in, all the way in the right-hand margin, Hagoyis Hagra, Ois Aleph, Ubimasnita, Loy Amra Kain. He doesn't learn Bitgmiyo like the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim, but rather here, where we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah, the opposite of what was said. You said Shahakal, we're bringing a raya that it remains Bar Pri Adama. So here we're Gairis, Masnita, Loy Amra Kain, Chutzman Apas, Upas, Lav Shachaku. Even though all other vegetables that are ground up, they remain with a Bar Pri Adama. So in the earlier Gemara, where we were bringing a Raya from the Mishnah, there we the Gra uses the words like our Gemara, Masnita Amrakein. It's our Mishnah is a proof to what was said by Rabbi Avuah that Shem and Zayis Amalav Bar Pri Aitz. Here, where we're asking a Kasha on Rabbi Ze'era from the Mishnah, here the Gra Garis Masnita Loy Amrakein. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chiya Bar Vo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have now what appears to be a machloikis between Rab Chiya Bar Vo, who in the Bavli is called Rab Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It seems to be, according to the Gemara's Havamin and now, that there's a machloikis between two Talmidim and what the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan was concerning the sugya that we're in of shlokos. If something is cooked and the flavor changes, does the bracha change? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo said in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, that Zai is kavush and olive that is kavush. Now we are used to in Yoredeya kavush, meaning kavush kemavushal, something could be soaked in water for 24 hours, and that is tantamount to cooking. However, here in the Gemara, as the Pnei Moshe says on the top line in the left-hand column, Zayus Kovish Kemoshe Kovshin Zaysim Bemelech Lamaskon. We're speaking about, like the Derech is, to take olives and to pickle them in salt in order to take away the bitter taste and to make them sweet. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that this pickled olive, Oymer Olav, Bayre Priya Eitz, that you may, it retains the brach of Bayre Priya Eitz, and therefore, L'chayra, Kavish is Kimavushal, that means Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo is testifying that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, held that fruits or vegetables that are cooked, they retain their bracha. However, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, no, Yerek Shalok, a cooked vegetable, Omer Olav Shakol Nir B'dvaroi, the taste changes, the flavor changes, and therefore the bracha changes, L'gerei Yusei, goes down from an Adama to a Shakol Nir B'dvaroi. So apparently there's a machloikas. Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Masnita Masayla, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, L'chayra, from a Mishnah in Pesachim, we can bring a Raya to Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, because the Mishnah there states that a person should eat morer, but it should be dry. It shouldn't go through any kind of process. Avaloi kvushin, it should not be pickled. Veloi shlukin, it should not be cooked. Veloi mevushalim, it should not be cooked. When you have the word shaluk next to the word mevushal, the mevushal means a regular cooking, and the shaluk means extra cooking, cooking for a long period of time. So here is the raya to Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, because, as the Gemara continues, im be'einan hein, if you're going to say like Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo, that Mevushal or Kavishke Mevushal maintains the same bracha, then the halacha should be that onim yaitzu ben yedecha vasa pesach, that when you have a moror that is cooked or very cooked or pickled, it should, just like it retains the same bracha, it should be kosher to use for being yotzu the mitzvah of eating more on Pesach. Elamites Araya, that it changes, and therefore it's not more anymore. So therefore, the bracha shouldn't be adama either, if it's cooked or pickled. Amar Rab Zeira, Rab Zeira had a tema. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. Man yada mishma min Rabbi Yochanan Yos. Who knows the teachings of Rabbi Yochanan better? You have two Talmidim here, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Vo, as the Rishalmi calls him, and Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes. But who is a better aid, who is a better witness as to exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said? We take away the lamid of the next word, Rab Chiya bar Va, and the Shinin Nischois, and the same we have the Girs in the Charedim, not Amar Rab Binyamin bar Yefes, but Oy Rab Binyamin bar Yefes. Who is a more competent authority in what Rabbi Yochanan said? Is it Rab Chiya bar Va, or is it Rab Binyamin bar Yefes? Loy Rab Chiya bar Va. Is it not Rab Chiya bar Va? Let us look into Pnei Moshe. Divri Amas Rab Chiya bar Va, Oy Rab Binyamin bar Yefes. We see the Pnei Moshe also had the Girsa Oy Rab Binyamin bar Yefes. Loy Rab Chiya bar Va Katzar Chloimer. V'chein hu b'psachim. Chloimer. Derav Zeira Matmiya al Rab Shmuel. Demachazik Divri Rab Binyamin bar Yefes Mishmeid Rab Yochanan. You're trying to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Psachim that Rab Binyamin bar Yefes is correct. Who knows better what Rabbi Yochanan said? Vadai, Rabbi Chiya bar Va. Why? Dehu hoya Talmudei Muvok. He was a Talmud Muvok of his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, much more than Rabbi Yom bar Yefes. Vidayik v'gomer shmeitze mipume, as the Gemara in the Bavli, in Brachas, on the Flamet Chesamet base tells us, that he was very precise to say over exactly what his Rebbe had said. And the Gemara there in Brachas continues, Va'oid Rab Chiya bar Abba, as the Bavli calls him, Kol Tlos and Yoyman, all 30 days, Mahadur Talmudei Kamei, to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. He would review his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe. V'Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, Loi Mahadur. He did not review his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos says, Lav Dafka Kol Talmudei. It doesn't mean that he chazered over, he reviewed everything that he had learned in his life in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, every 30 days. Ela Kol Ma Shehoya Loimed B'Shloishim Yomim. Everything that he learned from his Rebbe in the past 30 days, he would review it in front of his Rebbe on the 31st day. But Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes didn't do this. So certainly, Rabbi Chiya bar Va is a greater authority in what Rabbi Yochanan said than Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes. V'oid, Menado continues the Gemara, and I'll bring you another proof that Rabbi Chiya bar Va is the one that you should rely on. From the following, Min Ma'ad Anan Chamyin, we have seen Rabban and Rav Revaya, great rabbis, Olun Labriyasa, they would go to a Sudas Havra, the first Suda that we serve mourners after they come back from the Levi when they come home, so other people serve them their first meal. Vinazbin, they would take turmusin, this is a round bean, which the Gemara in Be'ed of Chof Hamid Beis tells us had to be cooked 7 times before it would become, this bitter bean would become sweet that it could be eaten. And what bracha do the Rabbanim make on this bean? Mevorchen aleihem bar pri adama. The turmusin lav shelukinein. Aren't the turmusin cooked? They're cooked 7 times. So you see that when it's cooked, It remains with the bracha of Bayer Pri Adama. So Lechayra Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes is not correct. In Tamar, as the Charedim tells us, 7 lines from the wider lines, in Tamar, it's like Im Tamar, Im Tikshal Rabbi Chiya Mimishnah Psachim. You're saying Rabbi Chiya is correct. What about the Mishnah Psachim that was brought as a proof against Rabbi Chiya? Yesh Latarets, we can give an answer. Dishnu Yehi, that Mishnah is different. Let's go back to the Gemara. In Tamar, if you're going to ask from the Mishnah Psachim, Shan Yehi, there it's different concerning Morar. Sha'amra ha-Torah. The Torah said, Merurin, that the mora has to be bitter, and according to the Charedim, we are not goyris here, the word termusin. We're not speaking about tumusin, we're speaking about the morer. The morer, there's a criterion that it has to be bitter. And kivin sheshalkan, once you have cooked the morer, betela merasan, the bitterness is bottle. Says the Charedim, haching arsinin, shniyeh idamra taira merurin, without the word termusin, v'kivin sheshalku, betela merasan, v'loshin abavli, shiny hosim, debinin tamor v'leka. More is different because there we require the taste to be bitter and the bitterness goes away. But Pirush Rashi over there in Brachas, Lamed Chesem et Beis, Avol Inyan Bracha, Shem Priolov. The Meriris has nothing to do with the Bracha. Ein Echanami Rab Chibar Abba is correct. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the bracha remains the same. By an eitz, it'll be a eitz. By a adama, it'll be an adama. But when it comes to morer, if you're going to cook it up, although the bracha remains the same, but you don't have the tam morer, and you have to have the tam morer to be yoitz to the mitzvah of morer. And that's why you're not yoitz to the mitzvah, although the bracha does remain the same. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says that what we have learned till now, that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Chiya bar Vo and Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes as to what their Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan held, and we're going to paskin like Rabbi Chiya bar Vo. Really, there's no machloikis to begin with. The light pligan that they're not arguing. Why? One is talking about a zayis, and one is talking about other vegetables, and there's a big difference. Zayis al yedei shedarker lechol chai, an olive can be eaten raw, as we turn to the Samach Aleph Amud Beis, afal pi shekovush, even though it was pickled, be'enu, it remains the change, as the Pnei Moshe and the Merarav Fulda explained, the change is not so great that it should necessitate a different bracha, and therefore the bracha remains the same. However, yerek, kivin sheshalkoi nishtana, a vegetable, once you cooked it, then the flavor changes, and since the flavor changes and it goes down, the bracha goes down from an eitz to shakel, from an adama to shakel. Let's see the Pnei Moshe in the left-hand column at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, mikara loy kasha lahani tait shmaitz Rabbi Yochanan. There's no question on the two shittas that we have in Rabbi Yochanan, the loy pligin Rabbi Chiya bar Vo in Rabbi Yom ben Yefes. There's no machloikis between them. The kamar Rabbi Chiya zayitz kavishu the kamar. He was only speaking about a zayish, a pickled olive. Shekain darker lechol oisik shuchai. You can eat it when it's raw. V'loy mevushel, not cooked. V'hilkach. Afal pi shekovishu loy nishtana mikamoy shehu be'enoy v'nishar b'chosei olav. The change that is made to the olive is not so significant to make a change in the bracha. You can eat it raw. You can eat it cooked. It basically remains the same, and therefore the bracha remains the same, and the bracha will be by your priates. Aval hod, the Rabbi Yom bar Yefes, b'yerek, that's a vegetable. Shekein darkel yos nishtana yedei shlika. Cooking makes a big change. You have an onion, for example, which raw is bitter, and you cook it. It changes to be sweet. So vegetables change to a great extent when they are cooked. And therefore, something that had a bar pri adama when it was raw, and now you cooked it, v'holcha b'chosim imenu mikamoy shayah, so the bracha bar pri adama goes away, and now you remain with a shahakal. And therefore, we don't have to make a machloikis between Rabbi Chiya bar Vo and Rabbi Yom bar Yefes in what Rabbi Yochanan said, and to say Rabbi Chiya bar Vo was a bigger authority in what Rabbi Yochanan said, because Ma'ar Mechad, v'lay pligi, each one was speaking about a different halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, and there is no machloikis between them. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Chutzman a pas is the only exception that one does not make Bar Pri Adama. We make a special bracha. Ha'moitzi lechem in ha'aretz. The question over here is, what exactly is the nusach of that bracha? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said, Ispalgin, and our gears is going to be like the brackets, Ispalgin Reb Nechemya Rabbanan. There's a machloikis in the exactness chabroch between Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan. Again, in the brackets, Reb Nechemya Omar, Reb Nechemya said, Hamoitzi lechem in oretz. That the nus chabroch is Hamoitzi lechem in oretz, who takes out the bread from the earth. Rabbanan Amri and Rabbanan say, Moitzi lechem in oretz. Not with the hey hayidia, but just Moitzi lechem in oretz. So the Charedim points out to us that, number one, this is exactly the opposite of what we find in the Bavli. Hasvoros mehupachos beBavli. In Divrei HaMaskil and Nechemiah Amar HaMoitzi, approximately halfway down in the small lines. Hasvoros mehupachos beBavli. Because in the Bavli we find that Reb Nechemiah is the one who says the Nusach HaBroch is Moitzi Lechem Naretz, and it is the Rabbonin who say HaMoitzi. So first of all, without going into the Svaros, we right away have a difference in who held what. According to the Bavli, it was Reb Nechemiah Moitzi, the Rabbonin HaMoitzi. According to the Rishalmi, it's Reb Nechemiah HaMoitzi and the Rabbonin Moitzi. Now, the Charedim quotes the Svaros that we find in the Bavli, Upirisham, there in Bavli, Lamed Chesamid Aleph, Mesach de Brachas, Dibim Moitzi Kuliyam Aloy Pligi Shahoitzi Kvar Mashma. So according to the Bavli, according to Rashi there, which the Charedim is now going to quote, Vehu Vade Bracha Haguna Lishavar Binin. According to that Sugya, we really want to get a text that shows that we're speaking about the past. Why about the past? Because that's the proper bracha. Because what is this person doing here? He's saying, thank you, Hashem, that you already have taken out the bread that I am now washing on the Tillis Yadayim and making a bracha of HaMoitzi. I'm making it on that bread which you have already taken out. So everyone is Moide, as we're going to see, a pasuk, that the word Moitzi means the past, and that's what we want. Sha'arei kvar hoitzi alechem azem in orich, shehu bo lehenes bimenu. That which I want to have a nor from, Hashem has already taken that out of the earth. And where do I see that Moitzi, not HaMoitzi, means the past? Dog siv, because Bilam Arusha said, Kael Moitzia Mimitraim, their God took them out of Mitzrayim. Ugeshenemra beParshas Bilam, when this was said in Parshas Bilam, Kvar Yotzu, they had already gone out of Mitzrayim. So Moitzi is definitely a good lashon according to the Bavli. Ki pligi behamoitzi, mar sover l'sha'over mashma. So the Chachamim there hold that HaMoitzi also means the past. Where do we find a pasuk for that? Kirchsev, HaMoitzi L'chomai Mitzura Cholomish. He took out from a flint rock, he took out water, and when that pasuk was said, it had already happened. Because this pasuk was said at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, it already had happened. So HaMoitzi, we see, is also the past, and we want to get a text of past, as the Bavli holds. Umar Sarer, however, Reb Nechemiah there in the Bavli disagrees, and he said, Osidhu, that the word HaMoitzi actually means the future. Kiddich Siv, in the beginning of Shmois, it says, HaMoitzi Eschem Mitachas Levis Mitzrayim. Ukeshenemer Pasuk Zela Moish Adayin Lo Yotzu. Hashem said that I am the Hashem who will take you out of the Sivlos Mitzrayim. It hasn't happened yet. So we see that the word HaMoitzi means the future. And that's why Reb Nechemiah doesn't like the word HaMoitzi, because we want to get a lashon of past. And there in the Bavli, as the Charedim goes on to tell us, the Bavli answers, what does Reb Nechemiah do with the pasuk of the Rabbanu? What do the Rabbanu do with the pasuk of Reb Nechemiah? But be that as it may, we have a clear thing in the Bavli, that the lashon HaMoitzi is certainly the past, and there's a machlokes from Nechemiah and the Rabbanu whether HaMoitzi is also. The Rabbanu hold it is the past, and you could use it, and Reb Nechemiah holds no, it's the future, and you cannot use it. However, in our Gemara, as we pointed out, it's just the opposite, that Reb Nechemiah holds you should use HaMoitzi, and the Rabbanu hold Moitzi. But as far as the Svar is concerned, here we find that the Meforshim explain it differently. And we'll start out with the Pnei Moshe and end with the beer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. So the Pnei Moshe in the second line brings us a new idea over here of the past and the future. V'ochanami, habroch al she'ovarhi. Not because, as the Charedim, who was really quoting Rashi there in the Sugya, says that we want to denote past because the person is making a bracha on something that Hashem has already done by taking this out of the earth.
No, the Avar is V'hainu Alzman Brius Oilam. It's going back to the beginning of creation. Shekoidim Shechata Adam, before Adam made the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Hoysa Ha'aretz Moitzio Lechem Mamish. So the earth gave out not wheat, but it gave out loaves of bread. Ukishechata, when he sinned, Nigzer Alav B'Zeis HaPechatoich HaLabchem, that it was a Gzeira on Adam Arishin as a Chet of the Eitz Hadas, that with the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. You are going to have to reap the wheat and crush the kernels and make flour and make bread in that way. You're not going to get the bread from the ground anymore. V'neb chol tfu, it became not bread, it became grain. And we find this, Kedamah, Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Tezvav. In Bereishis Parsha Tezvav, we find this. Now, further on in the Pnei Moshe, approximately in the middle of the short line, says the Pnei Moshe, V'achanami, Haremesh Osid Liyos, Moitzi Lechem Mamish Min Oretz, Kedador Shlekameh, Meyehi Pisas Bar Be'oretz, Shasida Eretz, Shetaitzi Gluskois. So then there is another remes here of the future, that the earth will, and we learn it from a pasuk, which we'll soon see in the Gemara, the earth will in the future, lost in love, I bring out loaves from the ground. Rab Chaim Kanievsky Shlit explains that this is the machloikis here between Rab Nechemiah and the Rabbanan. What are you trying to remember? Are you trying to remember the past that there was bread that was coming out of the ground in the days before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas? Or are you trying to remember the future that there will be bread again, once again, in the Lost Love? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that there's a machloikis here, actually, that the Mandi Omer who says the future disagrees with the one who says the past. That Mandi Omer holds that there is no bread that came out before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas at the beginning of the creation of the world. He's mecholik. Let's see the Lashon of Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Beer. Says Reb Chaim, Iu loy sover de b'sheishes yimei b'reishes hoyetzameich lechem. Elakein yia la'asad lavi, in the future, as we're going to bring the pasuk. Valzea kosev armor yehi b'oretz b'roish harem. Shekach yietzameich. And the Gemara is going to say that the machloikis that we have here between Rabbi Nechemi and the Chacham is the same machloikis as we're going to see in the word lefes. What does the word turnip mean? Which we'll see in a moment. But the point, according to Reb Chaim, is there's a machloikis here. There definitely will be bread, zlas lavoi, from the ground. The question is, was there bread in the time of Adam Rishon or not? So Reb Nechemiah holds you have to use the word hamoitzi, because according to Reb Nechemiah, the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains it, hamoitzi means the future. Not like the Haredim brought from the Bavli. The Bavli said that everybody holds moitzi is past, and we want to get to the past. The Machloikis is, Reb Nechemiah holds that Hamoitzi is future, and that's not good. And the Rabban hold you could use Hamoitzi also, because Hamoitzi also means the past. That's the Bavli. However, the way Reb Chaim is learning the Yerushalmi here, Reb Nechemiah holds Hamoitzi, the Rabban holds Moitzi, and Reb Nechemiah holds Hamoitzi because he holds Hamoitzi is the future. Where do we find Hamoitzi is the future? Because we have Hamoitzi Eschem Itachas Sivleis Mitzrayim. As the Chredim brought down, when Hashem told his pasuk to Moshe, they had not yet gone out. I am Hashem who will take you out of the Sivleis Mitzrayim. So therefore, says Reb Nechemiah, we want to make sure to make a remez that in the future this bread will actually come out from the ground. And that's why the Torah Chaim says that our nusach is not hamoitzi tfuo min haaretz. That's what we really should say today, because we don't have bread coming out of the ground. But we want to be meramez that even though today we have wheat, but lost in lavoi, we're going to have actual bread that's coming out of the ground. So that's what Reb Nechemiah holds. Reb Nechemiah has a pasuk to back up that hamoitzi means the future. Hamoitzi eschem etachas sivleis mitzrayim. Mashiach came to Rabbanan hold, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's moitzi lechem min haaretz, and Moitzi means the past. Where do we find that Moitzi means the past? That's the pasuk, Kael Moitziam Mimitzrayim. Without Hamoitzi, Moitziam Mimitzrayim. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, which was said in the time of Bilam, and Hashem had already taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So according to the Yerushalmi, the Rabbanan want to commemorate the past, and the Rabbanan hold that bread was coming out of the ground before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Not like Rav Nechemi, who said there was no bread before the Eitz Hadas. No, there was bread, and we want to remember that bread of the past. So it's not La'avar as the Charedim, which is Rashi and Brachas, La'avar that you brought out this bread, which I'm going to have Hanoah from, but rather the past that we're referring to is not specifically this piece of bread that you're about to eat, but rather the bread that used to come directly out of the ground before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And on that, we use the word Moitzi, according to the Rabbanan, because Kael, Moitziam, and Mitzrayim, Moitzi means the past. So according to the Beer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's a machloikis. Do you want to commemorate the past or the future? And that will be totally. Do you want to use the word Moitzi or you want to use the word Hamoitzi, which in fact means the future? This continues the Gemara. Now that we have this beer of Reb Chaim, we'll understand the next piece of Gemara very geschmack. Asya ilan plukta kinan plukta. This machloikis, whether you make moitzi or hamoitzi, is actually the same machloikis that we find elsewhere concerning another matter. Lefes, the turnip, that looks similar to a bread in shape. How did it get the word lefes? Reb Chanina bar Yitzchak, Reb Shmuel bar Imi. There's a machloikis between these two mandiyorim. Chad omer lefes means loy pas hoysa. Wasn't there bread in coming out of the ground in the time of Adam Arishon Koidim Chet Eitz Hadas? We're remembering the past. So the turnip is saying this turnip that looks like a loaf of bread in shape, doesn't it commemorate the bread that used to come out of the ground in the past? But V'charno Amar, another one of these mandirim, no, lefes, loy pasi asido liyois. Doesn't this look like the shape of bread that will in the future come out? And where do we find that bread in the future will come out? Yehi pisas bar boretz b'roish harim. That in the future there will be pisas. He's understanding that it means the word pas. There will be bread bar that will be in the shape of a person's hand, meaning it'll be like the size, a roll will come out that a person can hold in his, that bread in his hand, and that will grow from the ground on the top of the mountains. So here we see that bread will come out of the ground, la'asid lavoi, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, one machloik is taller than the other. The man diyamar who says, the rabban who say moitzi, they want to remember the past, loy pas, it's the same as that machloikas, isn't this the bread that used to come out in the past? And according to Reb Nechemia, that you say hamoitzi, because hamoitzi eschem etachas silvus mitzrayim, that means in the future, isn't this a remes that there will be bread coming out from the mountaintops in the future? And that's why, according to Reb Nechemia, according to Rishami, we don't use moitzi for the past, we use hamoitzi for the future. One machloikas is totally in the other machloikas.